Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Hey guys, what's up? Amir Ryder here with the Transform Sales Podcast. This is the sales software demo series where we interview and pick the brains of amazing founders who created awesome sales tools. Before I get started, I got my buddy Alan Zhao. He is the co-founder and head of marketing of Warmly.ai. How's it going, man? How are you?
Good. Very nice over here in Mexico City. We talked about it. Pleasant.
We always talk about play. You've been in Barcelona. He's been in everywhere besides Medellin, but when you get him here, I think we met when you guys acquired a community from my buddy Gino Donati, I think SDR Ready, and I think I got a chance to talk to you and one of your partners a long time ago. I even think you might have hired a remote candidate in Latin America. And that was before I even realized that your technology platform is one of the fastest growing sales software out there. And I'm not going to introduce it. You are. Tell everybody a little bit about your company, how you joined it, and you know what you guys are all about.
Yeah. So our company is called Warmly. We are a warm leads platform, and we combine signals, buyer intent signals, and then we automate the workflows for salespeople to follow up, so that salespeople can focus on building relationships, closing deals, and being strategic. And awesome. I joined the company about 4 years back when it first started. So one of the co-founders, I was on engineering, and then we pivoted 4 times. I ran the last pivot, started building with our head of engineering now, Alex Batis, and then I moved into sales, the customer success, and now marketing. And so it's been a journey.
You came from the product.
Yep.
You came from the product to the front line, man. I love it. Talk to me about what does Warmly do that people couldn't do before your software existed? I know in the introduction you kind of touched on it, but tell me what's the before and after. Like before Warmly, people were, and then after.
Yeah. So the problem is the companies like Sixth Sense, Demand Base, Drift. I mean, like buyer intent has always been out there. Intent tool is nothing new. The problem is that in order to action on intent at the moment that it matters, you need to create all these processes, combine people, combine tools. Nowadays, there's like 50 tools. Like contact database, sequencing tools, de-anonymization software, buyer intent tools, and CRMs. And so salespeople have to do like 30 things at once, even though they can only do one thing at a time. But if you think about it, if you can orchestrate, if you can connect all the pieces together and then orchestrate on top and then infuse it with the buyer intent data, then you can execute these account-based marketing playbooks that were only ever available to enterprise companies because that's what Sixth Sense and demand-based service. Now we're trying to bring all that buyer intent orchestration stuff down to the SMB so that it's readily available for the SMB.
Turn Makes sense.
Out of the box.
So for those listening, before Warmly.ai, you could buy intent, you could connect it to CRM, you can enrich it, you can get people, and orchestrating that was a full-time business in itself. So what you kind of did was you took intent data and made it more of like an Apple iOS system where it's turnkey and it's easier for SMBs to A, afford, and B, to execute so that they don't have to be sales engineers to use what's out there. And that makes sense to me because I've never been successful with intent data and had a lot to do with what you just mentioned. Too many tools, too much setup, it's a full-time thing. And that makes a lot of sense. Talk to me about, and you mentioned a little bit SMB, but who are your ideal customers? Are they SMB, enterprise? Is it software? Is it services? Does it not matter? Are they in the United States? What's that sweet spot for you guys?
Yeah, it's interestingly, it's industry. Yeah, it's actually industry agnostic. It's more to do with the fact that do you have a sales team? Do you have an SDR team? Do you have website traffic? And do you have high ACV? And that's kind of it. The tool stack, as long as you use Salesforce, HubSpot, one of the CRMs, and then you have a sales automation tool, then you're basically in our ICP. And then our core ICP, however, the ones we really focus on, like I mentioned before, is the SMB market. And that's company size of 25 to 500. And the super sweet spot is 25 to 250. So that's been our customer base. And we range across from like kind of stodgy industries and in insurance, in door-to-door even, all the way to B2B SaaS tech and government.
If you could only pick one industry, which would that be to serve?
Yeah, B2B SaaS is probably the most common one because everyone's familiar with the tool stack. So people know about Outreach, SalesLoft. They just understand how automation works. What's interesting, I will say, is that this tool works extremely well for non-B2B SaaS companies. We've seen some of the most success in those industries because they just don't have access to the tools and playbooks. So when they see
that
us,
makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And there's a gap, right? I think there's a gap where it's like SaaS and then everybody else. And SaaS knows all the tools, right? They buy all the things. And then there's everybody else who's kind of in the dark. And when they apply these kind of technologies, it's a home run, right? Let's talk about how they apply it, right? Like, how does a company, let's just say that you are listening right now and you're a 20 to 200 person SMB company and you're looking to increase your revenue. How does a company measure success with your product? What does that look like?
Yeah. So it's a number of qualified meetings booked, close one revenue sourced from those meetings that were booked through the platform, and overall engagement rate. Engagement rate being like response rates to emails, response rates to we call it warm calling when you call someone on the website. Overall, like how many things we put out, how many things we get responded back to. And the idea is with high intent, it should have a higher response rate or engagement rate.
Would you also say that your tool helps buyers increase ROI on existing traffic? Like, is it also something where like, hey, a lot of buyers don't realize who's visiting their website and they're chasing, you know, versus calling a person who visited their website, they're calling a stranger. And would you say that it's also just increasing that ROI on all the demand, Jen, that, you know, everyone goes to your website, right? Like before they work with you.
That's a really great point. So the way we see it is that more and more cold, it's not that it doesn't work, but it's getting a lot harder. But all your marketing efforts ultimately lead back to the website. So when you send out an ad, when you spend money on marketing, like all that stuff, people will inevitably, when they think hear about your company, will go to your website to check you out. At that point, can you capture them? Can you have a conversation with them when they're interested or hungry or they're looking to purchase? And so it's capturing that moment and then giving you the channel to talk to them. And so, yes, it is increasing website conversion. But overall,
I'm going to ask you to do a demo, but I'm going to say one thing. For me, it reminds me of like I walk into a sneaker store where I don't need help because I know exactly how to buy sneakers. I look at the sneakers and I ask for the size. And then I get a sales rep that says, hi, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to ask for my size. And it feels almost like you're bringing that retail sales experience to a website where, you know, now you have buyers that actually don't know how to pick up a piece of clothing, let's say if it's large or medium, and you could almost help them right there. Is that a good assumption? Is that safe to say that it's kind of like that? It's kind of like bringing that, like, hey, how are you on my website? Can I help you? Like that's almost great. Parallel to retail.
It's a great analogy. And the equivalent of not having something like Warmly is like not having that person who's able to help you out right when you need it. When you're walking around inside the store, wondering how much this thing is, or wondering how, looking for advice on what piece of clothing to purchase and not having anybody to help you out. That's the equivalent of having something like a chatbot on the site.
Yeah. And by the way, just for everybody listening, like traffic is getting more expensive, right? And companies don't have unlimited budgets just to throw people to your website only for them to get educated on a problem. And then another company calls them or follows up and get them. So I think the need to convert people when they're in the consideration decision stage on your website is even more now than ever. I like what you guys are doing because for me, you guys play in a lot of efficiency space and you're kind of almost taking a lot of things that worked and putting it together and making it turnkey, but that's just me. Do you mind sharing your screen and showing us just a high level overview of what a buyer could expect when working with you guys?
Totally. Okay. So right here, we can see all the companies that are visiting our site and you can filter the traffic in by segments. And our segments are US-based, SaaS tech, 20 to 500, like I mentioned. And these are all the companies there in the past week, filtered by day. Click into any one of these and you can get a granular understanding of the visitors who are coming to the site and what they're doing, how much time they're spending. And then if you wanted to prospect, which is the idea that, okay, so maybe I don't know exactly who came to the site, but I want to see who all the salespeople are. So let's just get all the sales leaders in here. Oops, let me go back.
So for those listening, basically you're identifying the company and then you're using your APIs with your partners to then enrich leads that are in your TAM, right?
Yep.
So like sales leaders or marketing leaders, okay?
And then I can sync them to HubSpot, Salesforce, add them to an outreach sequence, add them to a campaign. And that would be my workflow anyways. The idea is that someone comes to the website, they're looking on the pricing page. Maybe I couldn't catch them in time. I'll show you that in a second. So I'm going to follow up over email, or I could follow up over LinkedIn as well. So both these things can happen pretty quickly and manually.
This is, like I said before, for anybody listening and everybody seeing this, this has a lot to do with targeting the people that are most likely to be your buyers. I'm like, you can go buy cold data from anybody, but they don't know you. They're on your website and They had some sort of intent. So now it's starting to make sense. So basically you're able to then create a sequence. That sequence can include emails. It can include any kind of touches that are in your sequence that's irrelevant, right? Do you typically in the sequence, out of curiosity, mention that, hey, I saw you on the website, or do you treat them as if they were strangers?
No, it does depend. Sometimes some companies have seen success with, hey, I saw you on the website, you want to chat real quick? And we've seen that to be the case for like very high intent, really complex products. Because at that point, it's like, hey, I just want to talk to somebody. I don't get how this stuff works, but I think I need it. In other cases, it can come off a little bit creepy, in which case those companies will structure theirs more like, are you looking for XYZ problem to be solved? If it's a really commoditized space. So it just depends.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it depends. It depends on the intent, also what page you looked at, right? Like pricing page, you might want to be more direct versus an information page. You might just share the information, right?
Exactly. And we always advocate towards more personalization in general, just because of how the world's changing. So step one is knowing what they're doing. And then step two is reaching out. But you can actually run this play of someone comes to the site and then we send them some sort of personalized email sequence or LinkedIn sequence. And we can do it automatically and call it AI Prospector. And the whole idea is that you can filter the traffic coming to the site. These are the companies. And then find the buyer personas. In this case, it could be sales leaders where the email is true. You would use data providers like Apollo, or you can use us. We use People Data Labs, and we have our own contact database on the back end. And then you can enrich those people automatically into a sequence, find 8 people per company that fit this persona type. And so that way you're automatically prospecting every single day.
Basically, you're automatically doing what you can only hope a top SDR can do as far as like being very detailed, right? And then you can let an SDR actually do what computers can't do, which is making, you know, high quality calls, I would say.
That's right.
Which people are scared of these days, but that is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So essentially, you know, what I see now too is that like you're really actually making use of a company's own first party intent data that they never knew was there and never really could execute in a way. Like it's almost as if companies, like, they know there's website visitors and they look at Google Analytics and they're like, hey, I got 5,000 visitors, right? And I got 20,000 next month and I know it went up. But what you're doing is basically saying, we're going to actually pull out who your intent visitors are based on their visits, and then immediately take a sales action on that through sequence, which makes sense.
That's right.
That's why it's cool when I see this too, right? Because there's familiar faces. There's Outreach. There's Apollo. You could see that you have, you know, your HubSpot, Salesforce, Slack integration. So you're not telling people to like replace things. You're basically almost a hub that kind of brings it together.
Yeah, we think of it as the middleware. The layer in between that, you know, maximizes.
Yeah, versus having a full-time employee like try to find out with like another company what data is, then enriching it, then putting it, you miss it. It never works that way. Like anybody listening, I get everything thrown my way. I got a lot of sales software given to me because I sell it. I never even use it because I can't, because it's too hard to. It's a full-time job. So for me, the more I see things that take away human, and they don't sleep, right? Like your sales engineer, you know, he's 9 to 5, he's taking vacations, he's not going to get every website visit in real time, but like a platform like yours does not sleep. It works 24/7 and it doesn't miss that person, right? It's almost like a robot at a front door of Nike being like, can I help you with the shoes, right? Which makes sense because like I said before, with the cost, cost of customer acquisition going higher, a lot of sales costs have gone up. If you don't optimize your traffic, you're kind of missing out, right? And that makes sense.
That's right.
Cool. I gotta get my hands on this tool too. You gotta set us up one day with you guys.
Totally.
I wanna be using it. Anybody who's listening to this, you guys can find Wormly in our marketplace. You can visit them directly by just hitting the link that's gonna be in the comments of this podcast. And if you want to work with them directly, you can reach out to Alan. Alan, what is the best way for them to reach out to connect with you to learn more? If they're looking to start today, or if they're looking to just learn more about the concept, where can they find you and how can they be in touch with you?
Yeah, honestly, booking a demo on our homepage is the easiest way to get in contact with our team. We respond very quickly. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm on LinkedIn, so you can find me there.
I'll give you a better challenge. Visit his website, don't do anything, and see if they outbound you. And then give them the meeting.
That's right.
That's what you hire them for. Right?
Exactly.
Look, it works, man. Alan, Thank you so much for this time. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Transform Sales Podcast, the sales software review series of Wormly. I look forward to seeing you guys continuously improve, and I love what you're doing in the industry, and appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Amir. Pleasure. Appreciate it.